News when you want it with Bloomberg News Now. I'm Nathan Hager.
And I'm Karen Moscow.
Karen, we begin in Saudi Arabia, where President Trump has kicked off day two of his four-day Middle Eastern trip. This morning, the president met Syrian president and former rebel leader Ahmad al-Sharaa. It was the first face-to-face between U.S. and Syrian leaders in 25 years. And at a meeting with the Gulf Cooperation Council in Riyadh, heard live on Bloomberg Radio, President Trump said he's exploring normalizing relations with the war-torn nation.
The whole world is watching the Middle East, and many are watching with envy. You have something very special going on. Incredible opportunities are within reach for this region. If we can simply stop the aggression from a small group of pretty bad actors.
President Trump's remarks came after a day focused on deals at the Saudi U.S. Investment Forum. We get more on that from Bloomberg's Jumana Bersechi in the Saudi capital.
The White House published a statement saying that they had agreed to $600 billion worth of investments, Saudi investments going into the U.S., that is, to be spread out over the next 4 years. And then later during the Crown Prince's speech, he said that they're working on increasing that number to $1 trillion. So huge figures coming through.
It's Bloomberg's Jumana Bersechi in Riyadh. Now, despite those pledges, signage at the investment forum pointed to the deals being worth only about $300 billion or so. But some of the biggest beneficiaries are advanced U.S. chip makers. NVIDIA and Advanced Micro Devices have agreed to a $10 billion project to provide their most cutting-edge AI chips to Saudi Arabia's humane infrastructure effort.
Nathan, from Saudi Arabia, President Trump will head today to Qatar, where he's already taking criticism over a luxury gift. Qatar has offered a Boeing 747-8 jumbo jet for the president to use as Air Force One. In a social media post, the president says it'll only be temporary until Boeing delivers newer versions of the presidential plane. But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says taking this gift would be unconstitutional.
Gifting Donald Trump a $400 million private jet to use as Air Force One is so corrupt that even Putin would give a double take. This is not just naked corruption, it is also a grave national security threat.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he'll block President Trump's Justice Department nominees until he gets more answers.
Turning to markets now, Karen, it may have seemed unfathomable a month ago, but stocks are now higher on the year. The NASDAQ 100 had been down 23% from its February 19th high to its April 8th low after President Trump slapped broad tariffs on America's key trading partners. The S&P also hit its low then, was down 15% for the year at the time. It is now higher by a tenth of 1% for 2025. Brian Belsky is chief investment strategist at BMO Capital Markets.
Well, I think too many investors, quite frankly, try to time the market instead of just being invested. And from our perspective, stocks are higher 6 months from now. Stocks are higher 12 months from now. The resiliency of the U.S. market remains so. And we think too many people were led by fear and made binary decisions based on emotion and not process or discipline. And that's why we remain bullish. And that's why we think the secular bull market remains well in place.
BMO Capital Markets' Brian Belsky says his bull case for the S&P 500 is 6,700. That would imply a 15% gain from current levels.
Nathan, it has been big tech that has been fueling the rally. Over the past month, NVIDIA and Tesla have surged more than 35%, while Microsoft is up more than 20%. Well, the S&P 500's plunge after Trump's tariff announcement on April 2nd was fast, 11% in just two sessions. Its bounce back has been almost as breathless. The index rose 17% from April 14th to May 2nd. The kind of thing that historically happens when the market is recovering from a major catastrophe like the dot-com bust, the 2008 financial crisis, and the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, Karen, President Trump has said he wants oil prices to go lower. Now, Goldman Sachs is out with an in-house analysis of the president's social media posts. The firm says the president appears to prefer oil at $40 to $50 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate right now is trading close to $63. WTI has shed 12% so far this year, hurt by the fallout from tariffs, as well as a decision by OPEC Plus to loosen supply curbs at a faster than expected pace.
Nathan, there's optimism in Washington that House Republicans may reach a compromise on the state and local tax deduction. And we get the latest from Bloomberg's John Tucker. John, good morning.
Good morning, Karen. House Speaker Mike Johnson told reporters a deal on salt will likely be today. It would represent a breakthrough in one of the thorniest policy debates in President Trump's economic package. The tax writing House Ways and Means Committee is debating a proposal The calls for increasing the SALT cap from $10,000 to $30,000 and phasing out for individuals who earn at least $200,000. This is a very big deal for high tax states where residents pay large property tax bills. Representative Mike Lawler, a New York Republican who attended a meeting with Johnson, said that the two sides are, in his words, making progress. But another advocate for SALT, Representative Nick LaLota, said the proposals floated are still very far from what he wants. In New York, I'm John Tucker, Bloomberg Radio.
Time now for the Bloomberg Sports Update, and we bring in John Stashower. John.
Thanks, Karen. The Indiana Pacers have advanced into the Eastern Conference Finals, second year in a row. Pacers won Game 5 at Cleveland, 114-105, surprisingly won the series 4-1. Oklahoma City pulled out a 112-105 win over Denver. The Thunder go up 3-2. Stanley Cup playoffs, Dallas beat Winnipeg 3-1, and the Stars lead the series 3-1. The full NFL schedule comes out tonight. We already know the season will begin September 4th with Dallas at Philadelphia. The Vikings will play consecutive games overseas. That's your Bloomberg Sports Update.
Thanks, John. And that's news when you want it with Bloomberg News Now. I'm Karen Moscow.
I'm Nathan Hager, and this is Bloomberg.